Title: How much money did you leave on the negotiating table? It's one of the most common and costly mistakes I see business leaders make. They assume their lease was a fair deal because it felt like a negotiation. But here's the truth. Just because you went back and forth on terms doesn't mean you captured the full value that was available to you. And in commercial real estate, missing that value can mean leaving six or even seven figures on the table. Every lease has three layers. First, the terms you see: rental rate, term length, square footage. Second, the terms you don't think to question: operating expenses, escalation structure, renewal language. Third, the opportunities you didn't even know were on the table: tenant additional improvement dollars, additional free rent, termination rights, expansion options. If you're not actively negotiating in all three layers, you're almost certainly overpaying or missing out. Most landlords are highly sophisticated and negotiate leases every day. They know how to protect their position and maximize long-term returns. And unless you have someone at the table with the same expertise, advocating only for your interests, you're at a disadvantage. Here's what money left on the table often looks like. 1. You paid $2 per square foot more than could have been negotiated without realizing it, $120,000 plus over 5 years. 2. You accepted 4% annual escalations, costing you $160,000. 3. You took a $70 per square foot tenant improvement allowance when $100 per square foot was being achieved by another tenant in the same building. 4. You got minimal free rent, or you left a renewal option in your lease that strongly favored the landlord. This happens every day, even with highly capable leaders at the helm. Why? Because commercial real estate isn't their core focus, and most brokers don't make it clear just how much is really negotiable. If your broker also represents landlords, even on other deals, you may not be getting the full picture. That's why we built Kaiser the way we did. We only represent tenants, no hidden incentives, no mixed loyalties, just straight strategy. So how much money did you leave on the table in your last lease? If you're not sure, let's take a look. Request a complimentary lease review.